The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Seems like every second day we're getting told that millennials are lazy, have got bad work ethic and will never be able to afford a house.
We are told that every second day. And then every 1 in 5 days, there's an alternative study that's like, well, actually, millennials are hardworking, the best people to ever live and are going to fix the world. What are we up to, Jules?
Well, this isn't one of those studies. This is the bad one.
Oh, we're back to millennials are crap.
5 simple household chores that apparently millennials can't do.
All right.
We're both technically millennials, aren't we?
Yeah. We're at sort
I'm on the latest scale. You're on the early scale.
Am I early or am I midway? Like, do millennials get much younger than me or is that a new bracket?
I'm not sure, actually. Should find that out. Anyway, these are the latest things that, a study has revealed that millennials can't do.
Yeah.
Washing the dishes.
I can wash the dishes. In fact, I've made that my job at home. I figure Alice
does have a dishwasher.
All the cleaning. No, we do have a dishwasher, but we never make enough dishes between us to really justify using it.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, I'm totally across that. What are they talking about?
Oh, well, that's good. There's a tick, and there's a tick from me.
Yeah.
Changing a light bulb.
Well, up until recently, I would have said yes. I've never in my life had an issue changing a light bulb, but my new place has these fancy buggers. They're like a tubular fluorescent. Then I went and bought them, and then first they didn't fit. Then I bought ones that fitted, and they still didn't turn on. Then I went to the light shop, and he started talking about some ballast. It's just a big thing, Jules. Yep. So, yeah, I guess I failed that one. I can no longer change a light bulb.
I failed that one too because I went to go buy a light bulb for a new lamp that I bought the other day.
Yeah.
Wrong size.
Yeah, okay, we failed changing a light bulb. That's embarrassing.
Resetting the power if the fuse goes out. I've got that down pat.
Sweet as. Yeah, nah,
as long as you know where the fuse box is, it's easy. You just flick the switch.
Yeah, and if you don't know which switch, you just flick all of them until power comes back on.
Exactly.
No big deal.
Sewing a button?
Oh, no.
You can't sew a button, can you?
I reckon I could easily work it out. It's more a case I'm too lazy to sew a button. I once had a shirt, Jules. It was a favourite shirt. One of the buttons came off around midway down, and I realised it wasn't a vital button, wasn't a top or bottom button. So you could get away with not having the button done up. But the thing is, it looked funny without it there. So I glued it to the top part of the shirt.
Oh.
So it looked like the button had been done up.
Chris.
But it just hadn't. I thought it was ingenious. Although it confused people when the shirt opened up and the button was doing nothing.
Like, what is going on with that shirt?
So I reckon I could sew a button if I had to.
We'll see. Can't use a hot glue gun for it. And making the bed.
Oh, this is just a matter of perspective, isn't it?
I can guarantee you Glenn doesn't know how to make the bed.
I can make a bed just fine. And you know what? I think Glenn's just the same as me. I reckon Glenn can make a bed just fine. It's probably just not up to your very high standard, Jules.
Possibly not. He does try to make it, and then I just remake it when I go home.
See, my definition of a made bed is all the blankets are pulled up and they roughly meet the pillows. That's made.
Not roughly.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Well, you don't need to go further than that. You tuck it all in, then it's like you're trying to sleep in a straitjacket. That's not a fun way to live your life.
Sorry, man. Doesn't pass the test.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.